I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. And we have been going through a series of social media, what's happening in our community, and talking about being a community-wide difference maker. In fact, on our show last week, our guest Alexis Kazam, who is the owner of Junction City, and just doing amazing things in our community, collaborated with me, and we talked about what you can do as an individual person in our community to respond to the events that are happening. And we all know what those are, one of them specifically being this Caterpillar announcement that we've been talking about with the 300 executives moving to Chicago. And it's kind of already starting to be old news, which is just great, which kind of just shows the spirit of Peoria and the people of Peoria. But we know that there is a little bit of impact, and how we respond is going to make a huge, significant difference. And so Alexis and I were just talking about the blog that I wrote and the three things that you, the individual person who lives and resides in Peoria, what you can do to instantly become a community-wide difference maker. And we talked about how the first thing is to focus on the positive. You have to focus on the things that you can change, which are generally positive. Negative things, just complaining, doesn't typically change much. So we really, really, really need to try to stay focused on the good things that are happening in our community and focus only on that. And then, of course, we have to shop local. We have to keep our money in our community. That is so very, very, very important. We encouraged you to take inventory of where you're spending your money. And if there's any way you can bring any of that back local, the impact that would have. And of course, the third and what I think is a very important part as well, which is to get involved. Get involved in your community. There's so many ways that you can do that. Through the school districts and the school is a great way. Getting involved in nonprofit organizations and giving of your time, your talent, your money, whatever you have available. So we are going to wrap up the series today with my very special friend and guest, Bob Beckenbaugh. Hi, Bob. Thanks for being with us today.
Kim.
And you know what? Bob is your everyday guy in Peoria. You're retired from Caterpillar, right, Bob?
This is the start of my eighth year of retirement from Caterpillar. So you've selected someone who kind of knows what it's like to work and now be in retirement and maybe give back to the community.
I love it. And I totally believe that you are a community-wide difference maker and making a difference. And I just thought your success story, just the listeners being able to hear a success story today of someone who is giving back so much to our community and focusing on the positive would be an encouragement and just a great way to stick that stake in the ground about how we can just be positive and prosper Peoria by what we choose to do individually. So, Bob, I want to get started. There's so much. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how much you do. First of all, I want to say thank you for supporting I've Decided. Bob and I attend the same church. We're friends from church, but obviously that doesn't mean that he has to support our I've Decided community and what we're doing. But I remember, Bob, when you sent me an email and said, Kim, this is great, and I want to be a part of it. It seems so positive, and I want to come to the conference. And so you came to our conference. You participated. And so I just want to say thank you so much for that. That's giving back to 50 local businesses, really, who are a part of I've Decided. But there's so much more. Explain, you said something before we went on air, and I need to hear a little more about this because it kind of tugged at my heartstring. You said that you had a heart transfer. And what did you mean by that exactly?
Well, I would say through with a busy career at CAT, I was very busy traveling and spending time on business projects, and I don't feel like I gave enough effort or time within my community because I did see problems, but I was too busy with work. So the luxury of being retired gives me an opportunity to see things differently. My heart was transformed when I started to really look at the situation. I became involved with helping the poor, and in doing so, I saw what the situation was, and it grabbed my heart in the sense that I just knew, but for the grace of God, I could have been there, and not to understand that or not to do something about it, but to see it meant that I would be part of the problem if I didn't get involved and try to come up with some solutions as a group, as a community, and give back.
And give back. And not only do you give back to our church and school in so many ways, that could be a whole nother show in itself, but you have other organizations. You said now one of the first things that maybe you got involved in was Junior Achievement. That was something you kind of looked into.
I love the idea of my marketing career of 36 years meant that I thought I knew a lot about marketing, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to go to the sixth graders? So I went to Pekin, Concordia Lutheran, Laux, Dunlap Middle Schools, and talked about marketing to sixth graders and seventh graders. So I was planting seeds about my field. But that was only a year and a half or two, and then I decided to get more involved in other things that I thought had more proximity to the local problems that I saw on a week-to-week basis.
But you did drop the seed to those sixth graders, and who knows? You know, it was That's obviously right. meant to be, and you were sharing with yeah. them about your experience and marketing. And you know, one of the best ways that we can give back is to give back to kids. Pour into the kids. They are going to grow up and be, you know, taking care of us one day. Right?
For certain.
So that was not time wasted. That was awesome. And then from there, you said you got involved in the Society of St. Vincent?
Right. Before Society of St. Vincent de Paul, there was a place called Share Food across from O'Brien Steel in downtown Peoria. And we used to, as a group at Holy Family, deliver food to shut-in people, often to families where there was one parent. And there'd be three or four little kids there, but we would do that. And when they went out of business, our church decided they wanted to focus on something else. And we went through some training called Just Faith. We basically, in our hearts, made a decision that we wanted to do something locally. So Society of St. Vincent de Paul is a vehicle to do just that. And primarily, it's providing food, utility assistance, rental assistance, bus passes for people that are in a very difficult situation and they need help to get out of their situation. That grew, though, into something different because in addition to just helping someone on a month-to-month basis, we decided we wanted to get the core of the problem. What causes people to be in poverty to begin with? And it's basically they maybe had some bad choices, some challenging situations, maybe a car broke down, maybe their husband left them, but they're in a very difficult situation because of their own choices and not planning ahead. So we gravitated to a national program called Bridges Out of Poverty, Coming Together to Get Ahead through the AHA process. It's non-denominational, but it helps the members of this group understand what it's like to be in poverty. And then we set up a program for 18 weeks to help people go through a decision-making process so they become more self-sufficient, self-confident. We share the resources in the community. Just like I've Decided makes you aware of a community of people of like-minded thinking individuals who want to change a bad situation into a better situation, this program offers just a tremendous resource to an individual to help them self-empowered to change the direction of their life. And at the end of the 18 weeks, we've had 22 graduates now in three different classes, the individual can make a decision maybe to get their GED, to go to nursing school, to go to an ICC class, to buy a car, to change locations. But they have learned through the tools in the class how to do things differently. And they feel so positive about it. They're very proud of their graduation experience.
And I would say that's making a difference in our community. That is amazing. So, okay, I heard you, but I missed that number. How many graduates have you had so far?
We've had three classes. 22 total graduates, 8 to 10 people per class from, let's say, 22 years to 55 years old.
And who is, so you got a group of people that are teaching these classes, or where does that information come from?
Well, the whole program, Coming Together to Get Ahead and Bridges Out of Poverty, has a program of mentors. And people in the Society of St. Vincent de Paul choose if they want to get involved in this activity by giving their time and becoming educated enough to be a facilitator of the class. We don't call ourselves teachers. We simply share the information, and the students take off and run with it and develop it and apply it to their own personal situation.
It gives them an opportunity. It gives them an option.
Exactly.
Don't you? Sometimes I feel like people get into situations and then they just, for whatever reason, don't feel like they have an option.
I totally agree with that. And a lot of it is awareness, too. A lot of people in poverty just simply haven't been exposed to the opportunities. And this class puts the individual in contact with a network of people and with processes so that they can utilize the great things that are happening in Peoria and the social service agencies and nonprofits that help them get along, whether it's writing a resume, helping them learn how to read, providing them with transportation options, with housing options. There are many things that people can avail themselves of if they make that decision to get involved and get engaged. If they decide to change who they are today and where they want to be in 4 or 5 years. And that's what this program does. It gives them hope. It gives them faith and trust that they can get ahead.
And I'm a firm believer that people can change. Are you, Bob?
Totally. Yes. I just know that I could be in any of their shoes, too. The program has helped me respect their situation and to sympathize or empathize with it. Not sympathize, but to empathize and understand that all of us could be in that situation just by a different turn of the way things happen.
One different little thing.
Yeah. So I want to give a lot of people a chance to do things differently so they can have an opportunity to share in this great gift that we have.
And in turn makes our community so much better. That is,
I think so.
That is really, really awesome. So the first step, so the listeners are out there, and if you are tuning in, thank you so much. You are listening to I've Decided Radio, and my guest today, Mr. Bob Beckenbaugh, has been just talking about some of his success stories in giving back. We've been talking about how you can instantly become a community-wide difference maker by taking three very simple steps. One, focus on the positive. Two, shop local. And three, get involved in the community. You don't have to have a lot of money. You know, a little bit of time, your talents, things that you can do. And I thought just wrapping up this series today would be awesome to have Bob here to share, because you know, the things that he is doing, all of us can do. Anyone can do. We just have to decide that we want to, like you said, Bob, be a part of the solution, right?
Kim, as a retiree, I can say that there's an option for anybody out there that wants to change how they relate to people and to make better connections with people that unfortunately are in a little bit of trouble. So it does your heart good to try to help them or try to give them a hand up when the opportunity arises. And this program is one of those that is quite unique because it's not like we tell people what to do or how to do it at all. We become a friend. We become a listener. We become someone who helps them make decisions if they have questions.
So, 22 graduates, that seems like a pretty high response.
It is.
And I wasn't expecting such a high
response. We're in our fourth class right now. We're in our sixth class, which is today, was today. And there's 13 in that class. Now, there'll be some that drop out.
Right, they just aren't ready yet.
Or maybe they get a job. That's happened too. So the program offers an opportunity for anyone that wants to change direction and course in their lives. If they have a vision of where they want to be in 5 years, they can get involved, they can apply themselves, and they can focus on making different decisions to get them where they want to go.
Focus on those small changes that will help them get where they're going. And it gives them a safe haven, I feel like. It gives them a place to go where they can share how they're feeling. Am I right? I mean, it sounds like I would think that they would kind of be using it as an opportunity to share some of their feelings.
The intimacy between the participants is intense because they share very difficult personal stories, and the exercises that they fulfill lead them to evaluate the things they've done that didn't work. So there's gut-wrenching stories, but they share very closely. There's a lot of tears.
And that's a healing.
It's all confidential.
Of course.
And the people that come out of it at our graduation last December 20th for the third class, an 18-year-old son said, "Mom, I'm so proud of you." I mean, he just said, "Can I come up to the microphone?" And he did. And of course, half the audience was crying.
Oh, how awesome is that? And this was his mother.
Yep.
Who went through the program.
Right. And she is now what they call a co-facilitator. We had four people that applied for that job because we do pay the facilitator, the graduate of the program facilitator. And she, because of her understanding of the program, her wanting to help other people, her true understanding that people have to get involved, that she decided she wanted to be a facilitator like the ones in the previous other classes. So it's a very high honor for a graduate to be chosen as a facilitator to help lead the way for the new participants.
And there's no better person that could do it when you get a quality person because they've walked the walk.
Exactly. And just as you and I've decided are telling people, you know, you have to get involved and stay committed to a goal and prioritize. They recognize this because they've seen it in their own lives. The steps that have occurred over the 4 months, 4.5 months, are significant. Consequently, they're ready to share that, and the respect they have for the process is pretty great. Therefore, they become ideal people because of their demographic to share their experience with other people just starting out. We anticipate in a couple years, as this program grows in the Peoria area, that all three facilitators will be graduates of the class, and the management of it will continue to expand.
That is awesome.
That's what we hope.
Well, I think you're on the right track. It sounds amazing. My question is, how do you find your participants? How do you find the people who come into the program? Like, how do you know what I mean? How do you get the people who really
want? It's a great question. It's a great question. We actually say they interview us. Now, the exposure is number one. They have to learn about it. We have a trifold brochure for the potential participant. We put bulletins and church bulletins from our contact through Society of St. Vincent de Paul, through the normal historical channel of home visits. We see situations, and if someone has that initiative or shows the catalyst that they just want to get out of where they are, we talk to them. We have about 8 questions. I actually have the interview form with me, but they're very simple. And at the end of it, we say, are there any questions? Are you ready to participate? And we do have a stipend of $25 per class, but that's because we learn from them. They share the information. And if they say yes, they're accepted. So we actually cut it off at 14. And as I said, the current class is 13, and we've tried
to make it. So you're practically full.
Oh, we are right now, but it'll probably drop down to 8 or 10 just because of life, I guess.
You know, and so yeah. You hear people say, oh, they don't want to change. But what you're telling me is it sounds like there are lots of people out there that want to change. They just need the opportunity.
We would love to have more people aware of the opportunity because it'll attract those that are really hungry or thirsty for this opportunity. That's the kind of people we want that say, I just can't wait to break out of where this situation.
They want the change. They're ready. Yeah. They don't like where they are. They know that they can be somewhere better.
Right.
That is so awesome. I just got chills, Bob. I mean, that is just awesome. I love it. And that's what gets me fired up. I mean, it's one of reasons why I started. I've decided is because I know people, statistically, every one of us could be about 30% better. Whatever we're doing, we could be 30% better. Do you agree with that?
Totally. In this particular program, you learn a lot about yourself, too. You become a lot more humble. You learn to listen differently. Instead of talking or thinking about what you're going to say, you listen to a person's situation, and you hear how they're hurting, and then you become a stronger person because of it.
I know. Oh, wow. That is so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that particular story with us. And I know some of the listeners are probably thinking, I want to help. I would think after this, some of them may be motivated to get involved and maybe want to help in some way in what you're doing, Bob. And just awesome showing us how one individual can be a community-wide difference maker. You can be a community-wide difference maker, and you can do it instantly. One of the first things that you can do is just focus on the positive. Focusing on the positive takes the light off the things that we can't change, and it puts the light, shines the light on the things that we can control and things that we can change. And Bob, I just think your story really sheds light on that, focusing on the positive so very much. And then, of course, shopping local and getting involved. And we're just talking today about how we talked last week how you could shop local, and today we're talking more about how you can get involved. So, Bob, help them understand, if they're listening, how they can get involved with your program, which is called Coming Together to Get Ahead, Bridges Out of Poverty, correct?
Okay, Kim, thanks for asking how people can get involved. First of all, for the investigator, the individual who's going through the program, the 18-week program, they would call the St. Vincent de Paul helpline at 309-677-7696. There will be three options. The first one is to ask for help with food or rent. The second one is to refer to a past case. And the third option is coming together to get ahead. So someone who wants to sign up for the program or get interviewed, they should go to that third option. If an individual wants to participate in the Coming Together to Get Ahead program, they should send an email to ctgapeoria@gmail.com. I'll repeat that. If you want to participate in the program or learn more about it, become involved as a leader, send an email to ctgapeoria@gmail.com. On the other hand, if you just want to know more about the Society of St. Vincent de Paul or become a member, you can go to any local parish, any Catholic church. That's where we reside. We've got 26 of those in the Peoria area. Thanks for checking us out.
That's awesome. And I know, because I know some of the listeners are probably inspired by your story in some way. I would think so, because I know that I am for sure. It's just really a great program, and I love shining the light on that positive. Really, you're just spreading positive. You're spreading hope is what you're doing. You're yep. spreading hope out in the city and helping the poverty level in Peoria improve.
right? There's so much poverty and it's isolated in pockets. And oftentimes our ability just to make contact with a family, just to give them hope, to talk to them, that makes a significant difference. If you can be with the kids and hold hands at the end and just thank God for having shared his gifts, it really feels good. And then those kids have a different perception of the other side of the street. So it's a healthy, feel-good thing, but it's meaningful. It's not just putting a Band-Aid on a problem. It's trying to get to the source of the problem and respecting their situation and listening.
Which really changes things.
Yeah.
I love changing things, Bob. We have that in common. Yeah. I love seeing things change. I want to be better. I want to encourage others to be better. And that is what we're doing through our program, I've Decided. We want to provide you a platform for your transformation and for success in whatever goals you have, whatever it is that you want to be successful in. We want to go alongside you and help you achieve that. You can send me an email at kim@ivedecided.org. kim@ivedecided.org. Would love to hear from you. Love to hear your feedback. Check out our website. Go to ivedecided.org, www.ivedecided.org, and check out our website. We have our half-day motivational conference coming up on Saturday, April the 1st, where you can get plugged in. If you missed the full day in January, you can get plugged into our half-day conference. Come, be motivated, inspired by success stories. Select a couple of power sessions that will help you get on the right track of success and whatever your goals are, and learn what it means to live a life decided and start taking action. That's what it's all about. So I really want to encourage you today. Bob, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you sharing your story. I appreciate you being a community-wide difference maker. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your day to be with us. And
Kim, thanks for asking me to be here. I'm just a regular guy. I do want to say, though, that the I've Decided program does impress me, because as an old guy, especially to see so many young people enthused and working together, being around people that want to focus on the positive and to shop locally. And I'm a big supporter of that because I eat out a lot. And to get involved, that's the main thing. Stay engaged and be aware. Be connected to the people who need some help. Help them. That's what our city can do.
That's what we can do. That's what we can do. And that's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate your support of our I've Decided radio show. It's great. We love it. And we're moving into a new series next week. We're going to move into Healthy You. And we got some great shows lined up for you. So be sure to tune into that. Have an amazing week. And I will look forward to being with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?